With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super important. Finding peace in the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Juggling deadlines, worrying about the future, or replaying yesterday's mishaps in your head? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But what if I told you there's a way to hit pause on that chaotic mental roller coaster and actually find some calm amidst the craziness? That's right, folks, we're talking about mastering the art of being present. Now, before you roll your eyes and think easier said than done, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about becoming a Zen master who lives on a mountaintop meditating all day. It's about developing practical tools to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and, yes, peace. So, what are these golden nuggets of wisdom? Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways for finding peace in the present moment. 1. Recognize your thoughts, don't get swept away. Imagine your mind is like a busy city street, thoughts constantly whizzing by, some good, some not so good. The key is to become an observer, not a participant. Notice those thoughts without judgment, acknowledge them, and let them pass like the cars on that bustling street. You're in the driver's seat of your mind, not a passenger on a runaway train. Ground yourself in your senses. This one is seriously powerful. When anxiety starts creeping in or you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to truly engage with your senses. What do you see? Hear? Feel? Smell? Taste? This simple act of focusing on the tangible world can instantly ground you back in the present. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, it works wonders. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you are genuinely grateful for, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus away from what's lacking and towards the abundance already present in your life. It's a powerful antidote to negativity and stress. 4. Embrace the perfection. We all strive for perfection, but let's be real, it's an illusion. Life is messy, unpredictable, and often downright hilarious in its own way. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, accept that imperfections are part of the human experience, yours and everyone else's. Letting go of that pressure to be perfect frees you up to simply enjoy the ride. 5. Live with intention. Ask yourself, what truly matters to me? What activities bring me joy? Who do I want to spend my time with? When we align our actions with our values and passions, life feels more meaningful and fulfilling. It's about making conscious choices that support your well-being and create a life you love. Think about the last time you were truly absorbed in an activity, maybe reading a good book, painting, playing music, or spending quality time with loved ones. You probably noticed how easily those worries and distractions faded away. That's the power of being present. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic during your commute. Instead of letting frustration take over, try this. Notice the colors around you, the vibrant hues of a passing flower garden or the warm glow of streetlights. Listen to the soundscape, the gentle hum of engines, the chirping of birds, maybe even a catchy tune on the radio. You could even use this time to practice gratitude for the fact that you have a car, a safe journey, and the opportunity to get to where you need to be. D. Even in seemingly mundane situations, there's always an opportunity to find peace and create a more positive experience for yourself. So remember, finding peace in the present moment isn't about achieving some mythical state of bliss. It's about cultivating a mindful awareness that allows you to navigate life with greater ease, resilience, and joy. Take these takeaways, experiment with them, and see what works best for you. And don't forget to share your experiences. Leave a comment on our website or connect with us on social media. Let's build a stoic core together, one present moment at a time. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.